Hey there, I'm Beverly Sartain, and this is the Holistic Coach Legacy Podcast, where you get support in being an impactful and confident coach. In today's episode, we are going to hear the emotional dimension of the eight dimensions of wellness. You can find the eight dimensions of wellness workbook located in the show notes that you can use with your own clients or for yourself. This workbook comes from SAMHSA, Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, and is a great resource and tool to use. I hope you enjoy this coaching demo. Thank you, as always, for being a part of our community. Many blessings to you. All right, Trina, so good to be back with you. Thanks for being here.
You know, I'm happy to be back. Always with you, Bev. It's always, there's something that I'm learning or taking away. So it's always a good time being with you.
Thank you. So anything need to be cleared or any sort of breathing need to be done so that you can be fully present, mind, body, and spirit? Our next 45 minutes together.
You know what? I feel pretty good today. Mm-hmm. I'm like, we can just rock and roll. I'm kind of feeling just fine about whatever we're about to head into.
Good. I'm happy to hear that. Let's do it. So we covered the environment level probably like a month ago, and we took a little bit of a break so that you could make your move. Anything that needs to be said or shared about that before we hop into our coaching?
I'm taking notice of how I don't need to do my deep breathing with you before we get going. And so to me, that I think says a lot about environment and change already. Mm-hmm. I just noticed that, like, when you're asking, hey, anything, you know, need to be cleared or we need to do something, and I'm sitting up here and I feel great. Like, I just feel calm. I feel like I'm ready to talk to you. And I just think that it notes the shift that's already happened with the move. And it's still in progress, hence this whole blur background. Seriously, I still feel like, okay, there's a lot to do with the environment, but I'm also like giving myself grace. Like, I teach people, I'm learning, I need to give myself the same, because there's a lot that still needs to be decluttered and I need to figure it out. And you know what? I tend to like be a person that it's kind of like, when I'm about business, it's like boom, 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 or the plan or whatever. And I'm really learning, like, just in aging as I age and, you know, parenting and then life circumstances and things that happen, to go with a certain flow and like be in tune with that instead of like rushing. Like, even when it comes to, I'm not an interior designer at all. Oh my gosh. And to all that are, please, you know, help. I'm one of those people. I'll take your ideas all day. But, and I have an eye for, oh, that looks good. Like, I'm that person. But when it comes to like making it come to life in a home or a room, I can always, like, I'm the person, okay, let me see what I can find to, you know, mimic it, which I'm thankful for those things. But what I'm noticing too is I love pictures and I love sayings. I love inspirational sayings, like I always have for forever. Even in that, like, there's nothing up on walls. And so a part of my brain has been like, oh, I've got to get something up on these walls. And then I've also had a piece of my heart just say, but it's really okay. Nothing's on the walls yet. And you also, what's different is you don't want to just throw things up on the wall right now. You want time to go by. You want to get a feel for this new space and y'all's new rhythm you're developing, you, the kids, the dog, all that. And then you're going to figure out what needs to go on the walls now. Because this hit me this morning too, because I'm looking at stuff everywhere and I'm one of those people, get it out of the way. Like, I'm just ready to have it wherever and do and move it out of my way, like physically and everything. And something hit me too with that, like just pause though, because this time, what if everything that you have and you've been doing, well, what if you're about to like put something completely new? Like it's a new theme, it's a new, there may be new sayings, like maybe they need to be different, even though you love whatever you had and it's still good, you know? But what if nothing's on the walls yet, because you're gonna figure that out in time? And maybe with the kids too, like maybe they'll have, sometimes kids are really like intuitive and powerful in these out of the blue ways. Mm-hmm. So, and my kids tend to be, so I find myself like listening to what they say, and then we may talk about it, or I'll take something from it, like, okay, well, what was that supposed to mean? So I think with the walls, I'm now at a point, instead of stressing nothing's up, I'm like, there are going to be some new things on the wall. I just don't know what yet, but it's gonna match like what we're creating. And then our energy, like the new energy that is around us and that we're bringing, you know, forth. So that's kind of the environment piece, like to it's like carryover from our last session. That's what I'm learning, like being in the new space, is just don't rush stuff. And it's okay, it's not what you want it to be yet, because maybe you're still figuring that out.
I hear you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm hearing a couple things. I'm hearing this acknowledgement of already feeling more calmness, being in the new environment. And I hear you giving yourself grace that things aren't exactly where they need to be quite yet. I hear you being more intentional with what you actually want to put up, what you actually want the energy to be. Yeah, so I thank you for sharing all of that. So for today, are you wanting to move the environment piece forward in any way, or talk about one of the other dimensions, the emotional, occupational, or financial? What would be useful for you?
Ooh, Bev, look at you with these questions. Okay. Oh, sorry. That's me. I don't even know. Hang on. I'm one of those people. Sorry for that. And like random alarms, you know how you'll have them and you know why you did. And then, you know, they're ringing and then you don't really need them. Okay. That just happened. Sorry.
Okay.
Anyway, should have deleted it long ago. And there it is. Okay. But, what a good question. I think I feel good about what we covered in environment last time. Mm-hmm. And I feel good about whatever I'm saying today about it, but maybe I'll tell you this. It's so good that we're like, you're asking the way you ask stuff and what comes up. It's so timely. I will say that. I think that's what I get blown away by each time. Emotionally, mm-hmm. I think that's an area to touch on, and for many reasons. I'm going to tell you, it's funny you bring the word emotional up. I had an emotional week, so I'm like, maybe I need to talk about it. It was an emotional week. It was earlier in the week. This was maybe, was it Tuesday evening? It was earlier in the week. And the week has flown by. We've had many events in this area with unfortunate, you know, happenings and shootings. And so my work week was emotional anyway, right? Mm-hmm. There's all these things and dealing with the students and all. But personally, emotions kind of hit out of nowhere earlier in the week. Excuse me. And they were the kind of emotions, I'm like, where is it coming from? I've been fine. I've been fine. What's wrong with me? I'm doing all the things I know how to do, like to make sure I'm okay and the kids are okay as best as I can, like trying to stay on top of all of that. Bev, when I tell you, on it. And because I'm like one of those people, I do this, you know, and so I, Lord knows, my own family, myself, like we have to do these things. I know this is important. So doing that, and I'm looking and I'm like, where are these emotions coming from? Well, divorce care classes ended maybe a week or so ago. mm-hmm. for me and the kids, right? We have been doing that since the beginning of January, went through all the weeks each week. So there's a good 13 weeks or so of what we've been working on, like how to make it through this transition in our family. And beautiful throughout and rough, right? The moments of, oh man, this topic, but then great. And then a beautiful ending, like a celebration. We all got to celebrate each other, celebrate growth, celebrate where we're going, celebrate what we've been through, celebrate how we still feel, you know, and that it's gonna be okay. And sometimes it's not, you don't feel okay. So that I'm thinking, okay, that's recent. And so that's a closing. Then like the emotions were so out of nowhere and strong. I'm one of those people, I believe in having a great support system around you. And I teach that to people, but then in my personal life, I'm having to walk it out. Mm-hmm. And when I tell you, Bev, it is hard because I tend to be very independent. There's a part of me that's like, when life hits you with whatever you didn't plan, like, just keep going. Like, you don't have time to cry about it, right? Just keep moving. And what I'm learning is it's okay to pause and cry. Yeah. I tell people that. So yeah. Then I'm like, you're a human being too. You get to cry. Mm-hmm. You get to cry. You get to be sad. You get to have a bad day.
Yes.
You get to take the superwoman cape off, you know? You get to have somebody else love on you and be there for you. Mm-hmm. That is hard for somebody like me because I'm not saying I've never needed it. It's just I've always been the one, you know, for people.
Yes.
So then when it's you needing that, it's different. And I'm learning how to receive that, Bev. I'm learning how to be okay having these needs. Mm-hmm. And having them met by people that love me and care about me. And learning how to like call on my support system instead of just sucking it up and figuring out how to, I'm gonna be okay because I will be, but like Bev, sometimes it's okay. Like you need to call on the support system. And I, again, these are things I teach people. I have been for years. It's different when it's you. I think that's what I'm learning, but I'm learning how to be okay with that. And for me, my support system, I'm so thankful. I mean, sometimes you wonder why you're handed what you're handed in life. I was handed a huge, beautiful family. My parents wanted 10 kids and they had 8 of us. And the first were twins. So I'm like a boy and a girl twin. Mom, what are y'all doing? And so we have all these jokes. But when I tell you we're as dysfunctional as the next family in many ways, but one thing I know about my family is there's so much love and support. And we've always been like that. Even when there's a fight that broke out or a disagreement, argument, whatever families do, you still go back to love. So I'm so thankful for my siblings because earlier in the week when I was just, whatever hit me and I'm trying to figure it out, they were the ones that it was like, I can go on with this evening and figure it out, or I can reach out to my support system. And I did. I was like, hey, I don't know what's going on, but guess what? If you have some of your best affirmations that are positive and you can do it tonight, send them to me. Like, it was kind of like that. And so, you know, I took a deep breath like, okay, you did it. You know, because the who I am, I wouldn't want to do something like that. Like, I wouldn't, because I'm always the person for people, right? I can't. Sometimes it's like, and that's your own, like, I think sometimes it's your own pride, ego, whatever about you getting in the way about yourself that Like you're the next person. And I wouldn't even call it, I don't feel like it's pride in my case. It's that you're so used to being that person. You in some ways don't know how to just release that. Just to like, you have a need too, let it be met.
Yes.
So for me, that's more so what it is. It's not like I'm too great for this. No, it's none of that. It never has been. It's just that I have to learn how to, what is it, the saying, you walk the walk that you talk. I'm needing to learn how to walk in that. Whatever I've talked about for years and taught, I have to learn personally. And that can, it's tougher than I even imagined. Yeah. But I'm doing it. I'm learning how to do it. So siblings, they're on alert, right? And here I am getting this, you know, FaceTime, everybody's showing up. Whoever could pop on the call is how they did it. Instead of like blowing text messages up. It was so unexpected. So then here I am looking at faces and boo crying like, oh my God, y'all called me. Like, so tears, and then they're silly. I have a bowl full of silly siblings, which is great because we all are silly at different moments, some more than others. And they're goofing and acting silly on the call and making jokes like they do. So then I'm crying because of the emotional side that's happening. And then I'm laughing all at the same time. And it was just great. It was the right dose of whatever I needed. To just like pick me up from the heavy I was in.
Yeah.
And so they did get serious later, of course. And they did, you know, all of the sibling things that if they had wisdom to share, if they had whatever. And it was a beautiful time that I needed that evening earlier in the week. And when I tell you, Bev, it picked me up and it just made me keep going. And I was like, well, I've always been one to practice having a therapist because of the work that I do. They taught you right out of college, like, hey, some of the best professors. Now, don't you go out of here thinking this work you're about to do, you don't need your own therapist. Like, you always need to have somebody on standby. Like, they teach you that. And it makes so much sense because you pour out so much that sometimes you're so depleted. So you have to refuel. You have to stay on top of yourself. Your own mental well and health and wellness, all of it. So I've tried to practice it consistently over the years, and even more so the past several years because of everything from COVID to here we are doing things different. I mean, you name it. And then my own personal life for sure. And so that I'm like, okay, here are the things that are coming up in my life. Let me make sure I'm checking those off and making sure I am taking care of me. And that is what earlier in the week in the emotional just kind of moment, it made me kind of do my checklist. Like, okay, where are you? What's going on? Why are you like this? And then what are you going to do about it? And so I had to quickly like gather my thoughts and let myself be with all the feelings, tears, everything. And then I felt better, like the releasing happened, the plan, right? Okay, this is coming up. I have an appointment coming up. I even have a life coaching session coming up. I have all these things coming to kind of surround me and kind of get me back to whatever, you know, reset needs to happen or releasing that needs to happen. So these are coming. So that made me feel good. Like, okay, I'm on track. I'm doing, you know, all this stuff. And then moved on throughout the week, but noticed when I took care of myself, when I paused to do that, then I could get back to all the stuff I needed to do and do it well. Versus like, imagine if I just let my emotions run away with me and I just don't pay attention to them and I don't tend to them. Bev, I probably would be on this call with you today.
So what do we need to do today in this coaching conversation around the emotional level?
Oh man, That's so good. I don't know. We can do a, I guess maybe it'll help, it'll be helpful to kind of go through what is coming, what do I have in place to make sure that I stay on top of my emotions, the highs, the lows, through this, as I'm still going through the divorce process, right? So that's all important. Making sure my emotions have, like, they're where they need to be. I have what I need to keep them, you know, going in the right direction or in a positive way, if that makes sense.
How would you know that that's happening?
Well, because I'll feel it, it's a feeling, right? It won't feel heavy. That I will tell you. It will feel light. The emotions will, like, there will be more positive things that I'm feeling versus, like, heavy and weepy and, oh my gosh, like, out of sorts, right? So then I'll know that's happening because there'll be a positive shift.
Where does the heaviness show up for you?
That's so good. Probably in my heart and head.
Okay. And where does the positive show up for you?
I think when I'm doing and moving and being, because to me, that's symbolizing forward movement. Like, when I'm still able to do the things I should be doing each day, whether it's going to work, tend to the kids, getting things done. Like, I'm going to be honest, I really am looking forward to getting back to my creations, and my work, building and growing. Like, maybe that's the occupational topic that eventually will come up. But I'm going to be honest, that has been, like, kind of popping its little head up. And I'm like, oh man, I know I need to get back to that in a different kind of way. But I've had so much that I've had to take care of. So my eyes have been on what needed to happen or what I've needed to take care of. It's not like I've been just, you know, letting it all hang out and not caring. I care deeply. I've just had my focus it's shifted from any and everything you could have told me about this coaching journey and the business and all the stuff that was, like, there and looking good. And then it just quickly, like, ooh, like, or boom, whatever sound you want to make for it. But that's what happened. And so I've been a little off track in some ways. I can't wait to get that focus, and I feel it. I feel it. I know it, that is somewhere around the corner. It's there.
Yes.
But it's just timing because of whatever, you know, I can only do so much. And I'm dealing with certain things as they come. So I know it's coming. Like, I feel that in my heart and head. Just like you're asking about, how do I know? It's in my doing. That's how I know. Like, when I'm doing and I'm producing and I am, and I have a feeling, like, you feel lighter, you feel positive and upbeat. Like, it's a feeling. You can tell there's joy. I tend to be that kind of person anyway, but I'll feel it and know it, and I'll be doing. I think that that's also, it's in the doing and getting back to the creational piece and in my mindset too, Bev. Getting back to, okay, what was your focus anyway with this? What were you wanting to do? How are you wanting to do it? Okay, let's get with it. Okay. And I haven't had that kind of time because my mind has had to focus on so many other things. So I can only like put certain things in there, if that makes sense.
How far away does the creativity or the creations feel for you right now?
I feel like somewhere within, getting back to like, I'm like, within this year, it's happening again. That's how I feel. I don't see it being like, oh, it's years away. It's next year. It's next summer, y'all. No, I feel within months. I do. Like, I feel within months.
I'm feeling like, your energy is like increasing right now. And I think it's so interesting how we're talking about emotions and creativity is coming through. When I reflect that back to you, like emotions and creativity, are there any other insights or perspectives that come through for you?
I think they go hand in hand, you know? I think when you're in positive spaces in your head and heart, you have more room to see in a clear way some of the things that have been like a little hidden, or they got pushed back due to the heaviness and whatever it is when you're in the going through, as I call it. Mm-hmm. So I do believe that as you're starting to get more clarity about your situation and about here's how we're moving forward, here's what's happening, then I do believe your emotions regarding like positivity and a new way of looking at things, they go hand in hand with being able to create, because now you have there's something new as well, because you're the going through produced it, if that makes sense.
It
like
does.
The going through gave you whatever new outlook. As much as the going through is negative and heavy, and it can be all these other things that are like, man, this is so long, when is it gonna end? All of whatever am I going through, I can say in almost a year. But it also is, there's some producing that's happening, and I'll know it more as I'm getting closer to closing that out. That's how I feel. I'm getting closer to closing completely, you know, finalizing that chapter.
Would it be helpful for us to talk through what some of that closing needs to be emotionally so that you can open yourself up to creativity? Or now that we've unpacked this a bit more, how would you like to work on the emotions today in this coaching conversation?
These are also good, gosh. I think, you know what? Maybe I'll go with the second one, because I think I'm pretty clear on what to do with the emotions, you know, how to handle them. I think I'm pretty, you know, with it. It's just a matter of making sure I walk through it and do it and do what I'm, you know, it's a matter of, like, don't chicken out and try to be superwoman, like just let the cape off and girl cry, call your support people, do your thing, like do all of, so that it was like this week taught me that again, like, okay, you're having a moment. It's okay. Like what you tell people, good on that. I think this other side with the closing, what does that look like to open me up? I like that. Yep. That's where I'm at.
Which is kind of cool, because remember our theme from last session was like closing the door and opening the door, and it's almost coming through again here. So
that's funny.
So how would we work on this in terms of a measure for you in regards to what needs to emotionally come to completion for you here so that you can open yourself up to your creativity? What do you think?
That's really good. The measure. For me, I think it's almost like I'm going to have to, like in my head, I feel like I'm all about a list. I'm just a list person. I just really am. And so that they helped me a lot in my whole life, they have. So I see a list of what's in the closing, right? That's to me, I think that's a good measure for us. So the closing list, you know, and then I'll be able to maybe speak to how to get to the creative list, or what that will, you know, what the closing will open up for creativity.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we've got about 15 minutes left in this session. So for time purposes, you know, we can see what we get done, and, you know, use the facilitating client growth portion of the call too, if we need to, in terms of the creativity piece. How does that sound?
It sounds good.
All right. So this closing list, when you start to feel it or think about it, what do you see on that list?
I see, look, I think that final, like, decree, basically, like, yeah, the final divorce decree. That feels hard to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
What emotion is attached to that?
A little sadness.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's there's some sadness.
Yeah.
It's not all sad though either. You know, there's sadness, along with like relief.
Mm-hmm.
Along with like there's some power in it as well. Mm-hmm. Because someone told me this, who's been through a divorce, it's also kind of been crazy how going through this, how many people I've met that have stories that have been helpful. It's funny how the people will come out of nowhere right on time, and I've been like, that blows me away when that happens in life, so I'm thankful. But someone kind of shared, or in their words, it was like, you know, cheers to you being able to getting back to creating the life you imagine. Oh my gosh, Beth, that hit me. Because there's so much power in that. And it awakened like my eyes to, you're absolutely right. Because this is why I'm even here. Because I'm in places where I never imagined I'd be, like in a negative way, right? Mm-hmm. Which led me to where I'm at and what I'm doing and why and all the stuff. So then when that person was like, cheers to you getting that back and being able to, it like lit me. I haven't forgotten it. And that was like probably half the year ago or whatever, and I haven't forgotten it, because so much power in that. And it's making me think and making me having to, like, it's like I have to pause to say, and what was that? What did I used to, you know, imagine? What was in my head? Because there was something.
Yes.
And many things. So then it's like, and now it's a little different, right? Because if I think back to single me and whatever me, and even when I got married, me, that all looked different too, and whatever was, you know, in my head and heart. And then now you add the kiddos. So that's different too. So then it's like creating that, but fitting them in, like trying to, you know, figure out how to weave them in a healthy and whole way as much as possible. And that is what I've been so far able to do. I'm thankful. Like, their little lives are so precious, and I'm watching them grow and their interests change and things like that. So I'm really mindful. I try to pay attention to them, because I'm like, there are going to be these adults in the world, and I need to make sure I've done a good job, like as best as I can, with pouring in and making sure I tapped into all of what I saw in them and, or all of what they vocalized. And so that matters to me, like making sure it's huge for me, making sure they get that and that it's not just about my life, how I want to do it and whatever, because it's the Trina show. It's not, it really isn't. These little lives come with me. And so I think it's doing it in the closing of that, you know, the decree symbolizes there's sadness, but there's relief. There's also joy. There's also a chance, is the way that I look at it, to create what I envision. I love that. That's powerful. Beautiful.
I hear so many layers to it all. The emotions, the layers of life, stages of life. It's incredible. Anything else need to be on that list, or is the decree the symbolic closing point?
You know what? I'll be honest, Bev. This is a new awakening I've had to come to terms with. Oh my gosh. This just hit me. I need to make sure I hold myself accountable. And I vocalized it to, you know, some people so they can kind of, I think, help me. But I have to close the door on I'm trying to figure out like just the most the best way to put it, on the hope of co-parenting, I always want to keep hope alive. So part of me didn't want to say the hope.
Right.
Close the door on co-parenting, possibly not going the way that I imagined. Maybe that's the way to say it.
What's important about that one?
Well, I think that it gives me freedom to not hold somebody to expectations. I think that's what it is. Yep. You know, and in that, in that freedom or releasing the individual, there's less stress. You know, there's less stress with that. There's less negative emotions with it. Yeah. Yeah. I'm learning that.
I hear you emotionally supporting yourself through this learning. What do you think about that?
I think it's neat. I think it's neat. And I think it's necessary that I do that, that I support myself and hold myself to all that I'm saying about that. It's a big thing I'm learning. I'm learning it. And it's huge because I've noticed, like, if I stay stuck focusing on that with the negative emotions that are connected to it, Bev, it holds me back. Like, it holds me back from being productive. And I'm like, I don't have time to stay stuck worrying and trying to focus and don't have the time. I don't even want to give that kind of energy anymore, right? Because here's what I'm learning. If I end up giving that kind of energy, if I stay stuck doing that, I'm just going to be doing exactly what 14, 15 years have been about. Staying stuck in that kind of cycle. That's what it has hit me. Like, but you're releasing all these things, and here are the reasons why, right? So then why would you hold on and stay stuck with that piece when it's just going to take you round and round and not in a good way? So that
powerful insight. Gosh.
Yeah, I've got to put that where it belongs.
So yeah. with what's come forward today, we've got about 5-7 minutes left here.
Okay.
We want to move into our facilitating client growth, you know, actions, planning, and accountability. What would be useful for you to integrate from this conversation?
I think just keeping my list and the highlights from it just present. Like, it needs to, I love to journal, so making sure maybe every once in a while I take a look to remind myself, like, look at what you said, or I'm gonna, you know, listen to this again. Okay, what were you saying?
So I hear like checking yourself.
Yes. Yeah, basically. Okay.
So you would check yourself through the journal? Are there any other ways that you might check yourself?
I think it's in while it's happening,
mm-hmm.
like as it's coming forth and it's around me, I'll know by my response to it. Like, how did you respond? You know, and if it's more of like positive and hey, it's for movement, I don't have time to go on the merry-go-round. I don't, it's going to make me dizzy.
And that's a great check. Am I going on the merry-go-round or am I feeling that positive forward?
Mm-hmm.
That's a great check that you just came up with.
Okay.
And how will you connect to more creativity since that beautiful insight came through in this conversation, if at all?
Oh, I think that's a matter of securing, like locking myself in with accountability on dates. Like, you know how you look at a calendar and you're like, today's the day for blah, blah, and you lock it in as a reminder or whatever. And I think something like that for myself will be good. Like, it'll be a good starting point. But also, Beth, like, I'm a person, I really go with feelings and time, seasons, where I'm at. Like, there's a feeling, I can't describe it, but I sometimes get these unctions, or I don't know what to call it. It's like, but it's always on time. Like, it's always what I need to be doing. So I follow and listen to that. I do, because usually that's right on time. That's, you know what, but it's a knowing I have within me. And when it hits, I pick up my work. I do. When it hits me and it won't go away, I'm like, you're doing this today. At any of my best creations, they happen when I'm like that. Mm-hmm. Even the books that I, and the second book, how the second book has happened, and it's still a work in progress on being published and all this stuff. But the children's book, my son came to me and he had all whatever he was crying about, because he wanted a book, because that one looked like it talked, Penelope looked like it spoke. Yeah. More and so, what's a book for me? And so, I remember feeling him so deeply and feeling, yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, within a week of talking with him and dealing with him, I started writing. And now it has changed over the years. Don't get me wrong. That book has changed to a lot of different things. But what I'm doing with this second book right now, it's a powerful little children's book, and it's from the heart, and I think it's needed. It's about a father's love. So that's that. So it's, that is how I work. And I believe that those creations, that's how they'll come forth. It'll be in that, Trina, you know, when it's time, because it's this, something takes over you and you're like, I've just got to pick this up. I've got to write it now. I've got to do it now. And that's how it starts. But also the calendar piece is a good way for me too. Like, just, okay, I'll look, I'll check some things. And then it's like, okay, land, stick with it, do it. Just, it's just, and I'm pretty good about, I don't know, being committed.
Yeah.
you know, to the forward movement. So I think that's where I'm at. Like, I'm close. I feel it. It's like, I feel it. Something's about to happen with the closing for real. Like, I think that is happening. It's coming. I feel that. I don't know all the pieces to it. I'm trusting, you know, that process, and it's been a process, but I feel it. And then I know before this year's up, I can see this happening as I'm headed into the towards whatever ending part of summer into fall. Like, I feel like this is beautiful, Beth. I feel like fall coming up, it's going to be different than this past fall I just had.
Yes.
In a good way, like in a lighter way. It's not going to be the same. So that is where my sights are, they're set on moving ahead. Ah, I'm so excited. Yeah.
And acknowledging you, it's great to see that excitement in you and hear it in you. You have been freeing up a lot of emotional space that was going to this transition. Wow. And I'm feeling like you're going to be able to use that space to step more into your creations. What do you think about that?
I love it. I can't, like I'm on fire, because I've had moments, and I'm glad I haven't given up or let my passions and creations and thoughts that are within, I haven't given up on it. I have had moments where I've questioned it along the way, where I'm like, did I miss that? Like, man, because as soon as I was getting started, boom, like the boom came, and the boom has been here for almost a year. So then I'm like, but I'm feeling something shifting, like in a good way, something is coming, and I don't even see it all. I just believe it though. I do. And I'm hopeful, and it's going to be great. Yeah.
Wonderful. So what feels like the most significant thing that came through for you today?
Deal with those emotions. Don't, you know, try to press them down. Don't try to be big person that can take it all. Don't do that. Just go to your support people, your support things that are here to help you get through life's tough things, you know, and use your people that are your tribe. We have different names for them, but everybody knows who those people are. Use them. They want to help you. They love you. That's what I'm learning. You're not going to be a burden. You're not. And I'm learning to walk in what I talk and tell people. I'm learning to walk that. And it's good. It's a good thing to do it. And I'm learning that I'm getting closer to closing, so that these creations that have always been within me can come forth. Mm-hmm. And they can do whatever they're supposed to do for our world, for whomever, whatever they're meant to do. I believe that that's what they'll do, whatever's there. So I'm looking forward to figuring that, you know, out and getting with that a little bit more. But yeah, this has been good.
Yeah, I hear like you have this strong connection to your beliefs and your inner knowing.
Yeah.
How can you use that as an accountability for yourself or your support to yourself when it comes to your emotions and your creativity?
Ooh. Oh, wow. I'll tell you what. So my mantra has always been faith, hope, and love. And so it's my faith that things, you know, there are always, I feel like there's greater happening all around us. And I have to believe in that greater, because it's just the greater, and God specifically, like, has been just so much in my life, so much goodness. Yeah, there's the pain and all of that, but the goodness, and then it's in my faith. I get to keep that hope alive, keep that love going, keep bitterness where it needs to go, you know, because that's not what, you're not supposed to walk around a bitter, broken. No, that's not what life's about. Life's too beautiful. And so my faith has me so rooted and grounded in life and in what I'm here to do. There's purpose in all of us. There's gifts and talents in all of us. You can't tell me, like, there are way too many people on this planet with amazing things. We're supposed to light up the world. And so that's what you want to be doing each day. That's what I want to be found doing in my life, spreading that light in the ways that my gifts and talents allow me to. And it's in, you know, that's the knowing.
Yes.
And you know that you're doing it, you know, some people get it all twisted with like Hollywood. Well, I'm not a superstar. It's not even about that. It's about you, you living right up the street around the corner. You who working in the grocery store, the greeter, when people walk into that particular store, you, the bartender, you, the on and on and on. You, whatever you're gifted and you're doing, from the janitor in our school buildings, all the way to the highest level who's leading the district and in between. There, I could go on and on about us as a people, the human race. It's in that. Once you know that, execute it, walk in it, be confident about it, and it's going to flow and it's going to touch whoever it was supposed to. You don't have to be on some stage or TED Talks. I mean, those things are awesome. Don't get me wrong. Like, there's a lot of opportunity, but just be you and walk in that, like, embrace that about you, because whatever it is about you, I promise you, there's somebody that needs it. They're going to be lifted and blessed by you. So that's me. When it comes to my faith, it just as always, it's been something that has been an anchor in my soul and has brought me to where I am. And it's just how I do life.
Thank you for sharing that mantra. Beautiful.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Anything else need to be shared or expressed?
This was awesome. I don't even know, Bev, you're gifted and it's beautiful working with you. Like, you're gifted in what you do. You're a blessing, you know, to, I know me, but so many. And I'm honored when I'm in your presence. And I'm pretty much like, I think I say things like that to you here and there, but I really, really mean it. I don't know if you know how much I mean that. Mm-hmm. It's just like, you have a presence and I'm thankful for you.
Thank you. Well, we'll be back together again. We'll do some more exploration, and I can't wait to hear like how the emotions and the creativity get moved forward for you.
Thank you.
If there's only one thing to take away from today's episode, it's that at times we have to be communicative about timing and how much time we have left in a coaching conversation and where we are in the coaching process so that the client can get the most value out of the coaching experience. I hope this was a good session for you, gave you some wonderful insights. And as always, thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. And remembering that you can be purposeful and prosperous when you share a loving legacy with others. Talk soon.